Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another episode of 15 Minutes with 15 West. Today, it's a pleasure to invite on a guest, Yanez. Yanez, how are you?
I'm very good. Nice to be here.
Thank you. Thank you for joining. I've known Yanez for a couple of years now. Originally started working with Yanez as a candidate a couple of years back in loose conversations. Spent a lot of time trying to get him on the hook. And eventually Yanez decided recently, actually, to make the move from his previous company and set up on his own in Germany. Pleasure to have you on, Yanez. Why don't you introduce yourself and a little bit more about TCA?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. I'm based in Frankfurt in Germany, and we just launched Talent Concept Advisory, or short form TC Advisory, 6 weeks ago. So we are in the startup phase. Thank you. We're still in these exciting times. And we launched a company in Frankfurt. This is the main capital for finances, which is one of our specializations, which makes sense. And the second office is in Berlin, where we have the main focus on HR positions. And yeah, we are a typical recruitment company for perm positions, but we have a different approach, or we have a slightly different approach, because we have a holistic approach of recruitment, which is a little bit more than just filling a role. We believe that just filling a role might be just a drop on a hot stone, you know, how we like to say. Sometimes it doesn't change much. So sometimes there's more in the organization that needs to be changed. And this is where we see ourselves more as an advisory. So my partner Tala and I have together more than, I think, 13 or 14 years of recruitment experience in the German market. So we have a lot of clients from startups till big stock market companies, and we learned that as a recruitment partner, you really need to understand the team, the culture, you need to understand the problems and issues. And as closer you work with someone, we are getting into this company and helping them with a holistic view, which can be employer branding, which can be culture, which can be coaching. And then we find the permanent candidates for them to make sure that the candidate is not only there for a couple of months and leaves quite early, but stays there for quite a long time. And this is what we do for 6 weeks now. Yeah. So very, very fresh.
Well, an interesting time ahead, I imagine. I imagine it's been interesting in the past 6 weeks, but lots more interesting times to come. For some context for our listeners, so Yanez was actually, prior to setting up TCA, he worked for a brand called Morgan Phillips, a very well-known big brand, a recruitment and search brand in Europe. Yanez actually started as, I think it was a consultant or a researcher. And is that right? A consultant?
I was actually a student. I was next to my study
there
program.
You go.
So
he started as a student, and by the time he left, was actually the MD for the was it the German business? So the MD of Germany was it, or for Frankfurt?
Yes, it was the MD for Germany for the business, for volume business, which was called Fight. We had approximately 40 employees under this flag and three offices.
Very nice. But point being is that his background within that brand, I suppose it's what's led him to get to the point of which he is now, where he's launched TC Advisory. Was that something you always wanted to do? When in your career did you learn or find out that you wanted to launch on your own?
Yes. Everyone who knows me kind of said I was not surprised. You know, my mom was like, yeah, it was just a question of time. And all my colleagues there, they were actually quite happy and very, very, very supportive in this time, because it's a big challenge, but everyone who knows me knows that I like to start something, to push something. I can sometimes be very fast, sometimes too fast for some people. And I had to learn also to navigate that. This is why Tala and I are good. We have a good partnership, because where I'm too fast, she kind of like regulates me, and we have a very, very good combination out of the best
calm
of both team.
Yeah. She's calm and collected, and you're all over the place and too fast. That sounds like me.
Yeah. I mean, and as a recruiter, you need to be fast. You know, like speed is like one of the major things, right? We tell every client fast, fast, fast. So this is what I appreciate about the job, because, I mean, I don't know about you, but sometimes we worked on 30 assignments at the same time. So you have to be fast, you have to be quick, you have to be agile. And this is what I really like. And now we do it under our own flag, under our own name, and we can decide what kind of tempo we do and all of this kind of things. Yeah.
It's interesting. So before I do what I do now here at 15 West, I started off as an interim and temp finance recruiter. And it was very much an environment where you would get in a job from a client and you would have to find the candidate by the next morning. So it was very fast paced. And eventually I then moved into more higher level perm recruitment, similar to what I suppose do now. And it's funny, because I I still will run a director or an MD search at the same pace I would if I was looking for a temporary accounts assistant. And I think some people think that's crazy, but I personally think that actually, if you can still keep that methodical approach, but use that speed, you're better than all of your competitors. So I think, I relate to that. I relate to that for sure.
I totally agree. Yeah, why being slow when you can do it fast?
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes this can even be a lazy excuse, just because it's a high profile. You need a long time, a lot of time.
Yeah, I've heard that before. An MD. We must take 4 months to get him on the phone. No, I mean, well, you was an MD, and I think it probably took me 4 months to get you on the phone. But I was persistent, right? I was messaging you a lot and trying to get you. So
you did a great job, yeah.
Oh, thank you. So what was, I suppose, you know, I think there's obviously some obvious answers as to what the challenges are when starting a recruitment business. But for someone coming from quite a big brand, you know, that was your whole experience, right? Working for a big established brand. And now you've obviously not only set up on your own, but technically, you know, you're in a startup environment. What have been the challenges in the last six weeks that you've faced since launching the brand?
Yeah, good question. I mean, besides the German government and bureaucracy and paperwork, that is a nightmare or can be a nightmare in Germany. But we are done through that. We have a great lawyer and great tax consultant. So we did this quite well. I think great. One of the major benefits for working for a big company that we don't have at the time anymore is that you do business development and you talk to a lot of clients at the same time and you talk to a lot of them. So just out of, you know, time and space, we can only approach smaller amount of contacts, and we have not the big name and the big brand at the moment. So we really have to introduce ourselves, work about a personal network. But at the same time, that's one of our biggest unique selling points, because every client is so important to us. We need to deliver. So we cannot afford to not deliver, you know, and clients understand this, you know, like for us, a client is very much more important than for a big company, because as bigger you get, as more you need to make in revenue and all of this kind of thing. So a client automatically gets less important as bigger you get, which is, it's just the nature out of it. So one of our unique selling points is we are small. You have to be important to us, you know. So this is something that works really well. And this is something that was difficult, but I think we try to change it into a unique selling point for us.
I think that's actually really interesting and something that probably gets missed quite often is actually, because there's so many startup recruitment brands out there. I mean, not as many in Germany, perhaps, but I mean, where I am in London in the UK, oh, it's such a big thing now. And there's many more every day. And I suppose actually one of the main selling points for a startup recruitment business is that because we're starting up, we need you. I suppose we need the clients. We need you. Yep. So we have to be there for you. We have to, you know, deliver for you. We can't let you down. If we do, then we fail. And I suppose that's such a good point. And I think probably gets lost in translation, you know, doesn't actually get clarified really with clients. And I think there's so many, you know, recruitment is a selling, we're selling, right? That's a sales job. It's a different way of putting it, but it's a sales job. We're selling people. And I think there's so much cold, you know, old school business development and sales techniques that are thrown into the market where actually what you're saying is, oh, we can do this for you. You know, we can do that for you. We can do X, Y, and Z. But actually there's no reason behind what you're delivering. And it's clear as we need to deliver for you to be able to grow our brand. So that's quite interesting. Okay. So again, a bit more context for our listeners. So when me and you first met, you was a lot more involved in the e-commerce and digital space. And of course now, well, at your time at Morgan Phillips, I think you branched more into finance, private equity specifically, or was it more M&A? I'm not sure. But now, you tell me.
No, it's right. I did a bachelor in finance, and this is where my interest in the background started. And the merchant acquisition, the M&A market, and the private equity market, they are very, very close to each other in Germany. Mm. So we handle this market together as one, in our finance branch.
Yeah, I think it's definitely common. I think a lot of my clients will encompass the two. Any brand that I work with that does private equity will have a separate, you know, team doing M&A, but it's now a market that's what you're focusing on at TC with your new brand of TC Advisory. So you're focusing specifically on that private equity finance market. So I work with quite a few firms in that space. Some of my best clients operate at the C-level hiring for private equity. And I've obviously heard a lot of stigma recently about that private equity space. I don't know if you do much in venture capital, but that's something I've been talking about recently with other contacts of mine. But in private equity specifically, how are you finding the market? What are you seeing, I suppose, the trends to be? Or yeah, what's your thoughts on the private equity market as a whole right now?
Yeah.
For recruitment specifically.
Absolutely. I mean, in the end, we are a service provider, right? So we always depend on how the market goes. We saw this in COVID times, you know, when there were hiring freezes for a couple of months and then the market was booming. And we experienced since 2022 and also this year in 2023, there are not as many transactions in the M&A market than there have been before. Okay, it has different reasons. We can jump into that, but automatically for us, when clients have less transactions, less deals, obviously the service providers, as we are, obviously are affected by it. One of the things that we see and we talk to clients actually about, and that actually they really pick up, which makes sense, is after COVID there were a lot of hiring freezes and companies were thinking of, okay, we need to save money, we need to think how we kind of come through it. And then after a couple of months the recruiting market boomed. So the year after COVID was for most of the recruiting agencies the best year ever, you know, like sales records and all of this, and we expect the same in the M&A and private equity market, you know. So right now there are two slow years and afterwards there will be more transactions and then the teams need to grow. So actually what we talk right now, and we have a lot of clients, they agree and position themselves like this, is right now is the time to recruit and build up your team to be ready for the boom again. Because one of the issues that a lot of clients had after COVID is that when they wanted to hire, everyone was hiring, you know, and then the market got even more competitive, which it is already in Germany, you know, we have like tons of reasons why it is like this. But actually right now is a good time for this market, even though the numbers went a little bit down. Right now is a good time for us to recruit and do this. And additionally, most historically, M&A and private equity companies are very, very good in getting students and having interns, you know, interns, analysts, and then associates, and then they grow them their own teams up. But later on a VP or MD level, not so much on a partner level anymore, but on the VP and MD level, when someone leaves the company after 6, 7, 8 years, then there's a hole because you kind of like try to build your own team. So mainly we recruit on an associate level and then on a VP and MD level, because they cannot have this person that leaves being trained up by their own team. So this is something that we're looking into it. And that's quite interesting market at the moment for us. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I suppose it's a lot of people probably feeling the same way. It's definitely an interesting market and quite an interesting point that you made there, that it's because I've not actually heard anyone say that to me yet, really, in the way that you put it, that there's, with like anything or with like COVID, there's been that quiet time and sooner or later at some point it's going to explode and go off again and everyone's going to be busy. And that'll probably be quite an interesting time. And I think private equity market, you know, depending on which way you're looking at it from a portfolio standpoint or actually the investor side, there's so much value in that market from a recruiter standpoint. So I suppose watch this space and see what's happening. I think obviously for clients out there, or for, let's say, other bigger recruitment firms that focus on private equity, they're obviously going to be, like you said, perhaps building their building up their recruitment teams to make sure they've got consultants ready to, you know, work with that buoyant market when it comes. Obviously, you're in a small business, you're operating on your own. So how do you feel? What are you doing, I suppose, to be at the head of the game when that market blows up? You know, what, I suppose, how are you going to be positioned against your competitors?
Yeah, we are a big fan of personal relationships. So I don't know how you feel about it, but I myself, like as a founder of a company, get approached by a lot of companies. They want to make sales, or they have like this great LinkedIn funnels or LinkedIn or Instagram funnels where they have like 50 clients in a week or so, right? So on LinkedIn right now, there's this activity of mass messages. Okay, so everyone get approached, hundreds of messages. No one really reads them anymore. Even if there's an important message to you, you realize, I talked to a few people and say, hey, did you read my message? And they said, I get so many messages, I don't read the messages on LinkedIn anymore. So if it's important, please send me an email. Okay, so what we do is we are really physically on events. There are a lot of finance and M&A events. This week in Cologne, there's a big HR fair. In 2 weeks, there's in Cologne, the Dimexco is like the biggest digital fair. So this is where we are. This is where we meet people. We have a couple of meetings on Wednesday already in Cologne where we talk to HR people or to the managing partners to really build the relationships. And in this market, one of the major things is you cannot have a big candidate pipeline and just send through candidates and send 10 of them and see where they stick. Every company is so specialized, you know, they are restructuring debt advisory. They have like different, you really need to understand their markets and where they come from. You know, sometimes we need a couple of days to talk to the teams and the recruitment teams to really understand what they're looking for, because it's so difficult to understand the market. So we really need to build relationships for a long time. And we have consistently conversations with clients, and they say, you know what, this year we won't hire anymore, but for you to be ready next year to hire for us, you need to come to us, talk to us. You need to understand our market that you equip then to find the right candidate. So the process takes quite a while. And since COVID is over, we believe in person events, building relationships. You said it earlier, we are in sales, and sales always works best when you have a personal relationship with someone. In interviews, it makes a small difference when you tell the candidate, look, this hiring manager is XYZ, likes to ask this question. She likes this kind of conversation. So it's helpful when you know someone. And this is one of the major points, definitely.
Yeah, I can completely agree. I've recently, it's obviously my focus here at 15 West, hence how we're talking, is I focus on the European markets and mainly with clients in Germany, if not France and the Netherlands. But I've naturally just done a bit of London work recently, and actually I've been working with some junior consultants, placing them into a business I'm quite fond of and familiar with. And not something I do, but whenever they go to interview, I've literally been meeting them by the train station, then walking with them to the office and meeting them after, having a coffee. And it sounds really pedantic and over the top, but it's about building that relationship with them. They feel more confident when they're going into the meeting with the client. They're coming out and feeling more open with me, and they're giving me bits of information about the interview that either helps me manage them or it helps me with future candidates. So I'm now in turn getting a better relationship with my client, and it really all in all helps each other. And something we do here at 15 West that you mentioned there is, we, unlike our competitors, I think the rec-to-rec, search-to-search market predominantly has been known for the type of companies that operate in that space will get, let's say, your profile, Jan is CV, and they will send it 50 companies and hope for the best. Whoever replies first is where they'll get an interview, and they just run with it. Whereas we, you know, we target specific companies that we want to work with, that we believe in. So for example, for me, in terms of private equity search in Germany, I have one client that I mainly like to work with because I truly believe in them, and they've got a clear growth vision, and I can see their track record. So I've built that relationship with them, and now I have, you know, they have a TA function, they've got people in TA, but I have good relationships with all the directors and the MDs, so to speak, because that's how I believe you build a business. So completely agree with you. I think it's all about relationships. It's all about building and having value personally, rather than just being the average recruiter, right?
No, absolutely. I mean, just to follow up or add on this, I mean, you said we talked for a long time already, right? And what I liked about you is that you really want to understand what is the challenge, what kind of, like, what is interesting you, what kind of position works for you, what might be the next step, where you at in your life, right? And everyone is different. Some people are fast, some people are slow, some people like comfort, some people need the risk. And only this walk from the train station to the office gives you really the feeling of what is right and how the people work. So, and just trust you. This brings, then you end up with people making a podcast because you trust each other, you know each other. It is absolutely like this, because it's not just a sales pitch, but it's really a people's work and network. Yeah.
Well, I think we haven't spoken in probably, 6 months? And I reached out, I said, you know, I wanted to do more content, and you were one of the first people I thought of, probably because of our, you know, relationship we had when we worked together briefly. And obviously I'm following, you know, what you're doing with TCA, but yeah, I completely agree. And I think, obviously, who knows, you know, what the future holds, whether that's from a candidate or a client perspective, but I'm sure we'll always stay in touch and have that relationship. I completely agree. Well, Yanis, I've really enjoyed everything we've discussed. There's probably lots and lots more we could go on and talk about forever. In fact, I'll probably invite you back for a second episode of 15 Minutes with 15 West. But I've really, really enjoyed your time and all of your insights. Thank you so much for coming on.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.